Welcome, everybody, to the Down Jersey program. We hope that you are enjoying the first few days of spring, and maybe one of these days we actually will get all warm weather before the summer arrives. We can only hope. Down Jersey is brought to you each week by the running chefs. Yeah, they're running, okay. They're running away is what they're doing. And you should be running away, too, to join them at their restaurant on 1712 East Main Street in Millville, New Jersey. And good news on the restaurant front, the Charlesworth will be opening very soon. They will be opening on Friday, April 3rd, down there on the bay in Fortescue. So there's culinary delights happening in our area. There's musical delights to report to you. Haley Richardson and Dylan Richardson's recording has arrived on the scene, and it is ready to roll, and we're going to roll it out tonight for you. The name of the album is Heart on a String. You all know the kids. They're great Irish musicians and champion Irish musicians, as a matter of fact, and they're from right here in Pittsgrove Township. Haley Richardson and Dylan Richardson are joined by her teacher, Brian Conway, on this one. This is A Couple of Hornpipes, The Eclipse and The Sunshine. We hope the sunshine's right around the corner for spring. All right, kids, let's hear it. Thank you. next selection is brought to you by the good folks at OasisCD.com, and they are located in Delaware, New Jersey. We're going to go with Kathy Johnson, and in fact, we're going to go way out west. And why are we going to do that? Well, because this is time for the Roundup in the Spring.
In the lobby of a big hotel in New York town one day, a bunch of boys was spinning yarns just to pass the time away. They talked of places they had been and cities they had seen. They talked about Chicago and good old New Orleans. I can see the cattle grazing on the hills at early morn. I can see the campfire smoking at the breaking of the dawn. I can hear the broncos neighing. I can hear the cowboys sing. I'd like to be in Texas for the roundup in the spring. In a corner in an armchair sat a man whose hair was gray. He was listening mighty eager to what they had to say. When they asked him where he'd like to be, his poor old voice did ring. For the roundup in the spring. I can see the cattle grazing on the hills at early morn. I can see the campfire smoking at the breaking of the dawn. I can hear the broncos neighing. I can hear the cowboys sing. I'd like to be in Texas for the roundup in the spring. Seen the cattle stampede when it seemed that never stop. They'd run for miles and miles across a prairie till they'd drop. I was foreman on a cow ranch. It's a calling for a king. I'd like to be in Texas for the roundup in the spring. I can see the cattle grazing on the hills at early morn. I can see the campfire smoking at the breaking of the dawn. I can hear the broncos neighing. I can hear the cowboys sing. I'd like to be in Texas for the roundup in the spring. I'd like to be in Texas. I'd like to be in Texas. I'd like to be in Texas for the roundup in the spring.
And we'll see what's cooking in Sing Out magazine by going out to Chicago, where the frozen tundra should be starting to thaw pretty soon. Let's find out. We'll check in with Val tonight for Val's Vintage View.
People who attend the various folk and bluegrass festivals have known for a long time that some of the best and most intimate music doesn't necessarily take place in front of the microphones on the main stage, but comes forth instead in the impromptu throwdown jams held far from the bright lights. Fiddler Lydia Garrison was born out of such casual picking sessions. With the release of True Lover, we hear just a touch of Celtic influence. The song has a joyful, comfortable feeling of spring and, of course, true love. True Lover, words and music by Lydia Garrison. Thank you.
take your spirit. So fly away, little bird. You're not meant to stay. Someday I'll fly with you, but until that day, I'll wish I had my true lover here by my side. But just to know he's out there somewhere makes me smile. I can't say when we'll meet again, but I know that it will be as deep as the ocean.
Well, with the arrival of spring, you might want to go and run on down to the Runaway Chef's restaurant. Yeah, the weather's good, the food's good, good company, and good golly, what good food it is. I wanted to specially tell you about the soup. We were talking about it as we had dinner there last Sunday. I've tried many of the different soups at Runaway Chef's, and you know, the one thing that I realized right on the spot is they're not overly salty. And don't you just hate it? When, you know, you go to a restaurant somewhere and the soup tastes like a horse lick or something that is laying out there on the prairie for the cows to lick on. Yeah, too much salt. And I always thought, hey, there's a salt shaker on the table. There's a pepper shaker on the table. You can add as much as you want. But I'm telling you, whatever spices they use in the soups, they're homemade. They are absolutely out of this world. And to my delight, and I'm sure many of you out there, they are not too salty. Yeah, so give it a try. They're offering Bellevue Wines. Bellevue Wine, as you know, is one of South Jersey's finest wineries, and you can get it with your dinner at the Runaway Chef's. Sunday's a special day because their big special is chicken pot pie, and you know a lot of folks go there for the chicken pot pie. You really need reservations. Make sure you call Runaway Chef's. They are at the 856 area, and their number is 327-CHEF, 327-CHEF, which translates into 2433. That's 327-2433. They serve lunch and dinner, and Wednesday through Sunday, 11 to 8, on Friday and Saturday, they stay open an hour later until 9. Delicious food, great seafood, good Italian food. Good golly, get on down and run to the Runaway Chef's restaurant. Okay, Smithsonian Folkways. We're going to pick up again on our series on Harry Smith's anthology of American folk music. Now, Edward L. Crane, he was known as the Texas Cowboy, and he recorded a disc for the label? Oh, I don't have the label here. Well, anyway, it's under the auspices of the Smithsonian Folkways label right at this point, but it was recorded back in 1930. And it's the story of Bandit Cole Younger, and you know the James Boys rode with them. Let's find out what Edward L. Crane has to say about all this.
I am a noted highwayman. Cole Younger is my name. With deeds and desperation that brought my name to shame. Robbing of the Northfield Bank is a thing I'll never deny, but which I will be sorry of until the day I die. We started for old Texas, grand old Lone Star State. Was there on Nebraska prairies, the James boys we did meet. With knives, gun, and revolvers, we all sit down to play a game of good old poker to pass the time away. Across the Nebraska prairies, a Denver train we spied. I says to Bob, we'll rob her as she goes rolling by. We saddled up our horses, northwestward we did go, to the godforsaken country called Minnesota. I had my eye on the Northfield bank when Brother Bob did say, Cole, if you undertake the job, you'll always curse the day. We stationed out our pickets, up to the bank did go. Was there up on the counter, boys, we struck our fatal blow. Saying, hand us out your money, sir, and make no long delay. We are the noted younger boys, and spend no time in play. The cashier being as true as steel refuses a noted band. Was Jesse James that pulled the trigger that killed this noble man? We run for life, for death was near 400 on our trail. We soon was overtaken and landed safe in jail. Was there in a Stillwater jail we lay, wearing our lives away. Two James boys left to tell the tale of the sad and fatal day.
Well, last week, to celebrate the arrival of spring, I played Windy and Warm, and that was by Rick Isolewhite, a very fine guitarist from up in northern New Jersey. But this is the first version that I heard of it, and that was Doc and Merle Watson. So we're going to take you back to the folk revival of the 60s, and Doc and Merle are sitting here picking the blues, and one of them is the John D. Loudermilk classic, Windy and Warm. And doesn't that say everything about March? Windy and Warm.
Thank you.
And Steve just reminded me that March has been anything but windy and warm. It's been windy and cold. We've had a few bright rays of light in there. Well, we're hoping. We've got our fingers crossed that the spring is right around the corner. All right. Well, we're going to head on up to the Shabu Roadhouse in Connecticut. And when he was 19 years old, D.A. Foster was the manager of the place. Can you imagine that? And every great blues player in the world passed through there at one time or another. And all their styles and their talent rubbed off on D.A. Foster. He's got an album along with the Phantom Blues Band. This is great R&B stuff, I want to tell you. It is The Real Thing, which is D.A. Foster's album. And most of you have probably heard one or two versions of this. It's an old R&B classic from way back in the day. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you?
Makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? There's nothing in this world too good for a girl so sweet and true. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Bought you a fur coat for Christmas, a diamond ring, big Cadillac car, and everything. What makes me treat you the way that I do? Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Christmas, a diamond ring, big Cadillac car, and everything. Love makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Good to you.
And we do want to remind you at this time, you are listening to the Down Jersey program. We come to you every Thursday evening from 9 to 10 on WVLT, Cruisin' 92.1 FM in Vineland, New Jersey. Well, I'm going to nominate this next title as the one of the all-time great titles of any song. It sort of jumped right off the album cover and bit me, and I put it on and loved it, and I figured I've got to play this over the air. It is the John Spear Band, and this continues our little blues set here. Yeah, we haven't had the blues for a while, so we're going to do it tonight. John Spear Band, anyway, their album is Old Soul. And here's the title. Now, I'm going to give you the opening line that comes before the title. Get ready. This is great. The early bird gets the worm, but the second mouse gets the cheese. I love it, I love it.
Patience is a virtue I learned many years ago. Some people in a hurry, but I just take it slow. He who hesitates is lost, it's something I don't see. Cause an early bird may get the worm, but the second mouse gets the cheese. Some people are so greedy, they shove you out the way. They think by being speedy, that they will rule the day. But there's something worse than not being first, I think you will agree. Cause the early bird may get the worm, but the second mouse gets the cheese. Snap goes the trap, how I love that sound. Snap goes the trap, well the early bird goes down. Yeah, I'll put Mr. Early the bird, and the second mouse gets the cheese.
Oh, I'm gonna take this one now.
Alright, here's a blues guy with a new album out, So Close to It, and his name is Breezy Rodeo. Yeah, not the cowboy rodeo, R-O-D-I-O, and his first name is Breezy. Now, he breezed out of New York, where he cut his teeth on the blues, and man, when he got to Chicago, he fell right in and became part of the great Chicago blues scene, where he's still at it. So, he works real hard at his music. And as this song says, he is not at all too lazy. Here's Breezy Rodeo.
My friends always say I'm a jerk, 'cause I never bother. Never bother to work. I want you to know how I feel. I'm too lazy to work and too nervous to steal. All the boys along the road buy me all the juice I can hold. And although I seldom get a square meal, I'm too lazy to work and too nervous to steal. Well, all my boys with their tail and tucks, looking like a million bucks. Da 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 da. Although my bankroll is nearly dead, I make every social event. I don't need no Cadillac car. I never travel, never travel that far. All the girls call me a heel, 'cause I'm too lazy to work and too nervous to steal. Looking like a million bucks, da 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 da. Although my bankroll is nearly dead, I make every social event. I don't need no Cadillac car. I never travel, never travel that far. All the gals call me a heel, because I'm too lazy to work and too nervous to steal.
Roll out the red carpet, sound the trumpets. No, that's the wrong one. There we go. The Charlesworth restaurant is ready to open after being off the line for a couple years because of that old Hurricane Sandy that really made a mess of things down in Fortescue. Well, it's a wonderful story. It's a combination of government and private enterprise joining together. And when things looked down like they weren't going to make it back, guess what? The entire community of Fortescue and friends from far and wide who loved the Charlesworth, they came down and pitched in, and they actually volunteered to get the place up and running. And that is a wonderful testament to Jim and Shirley, who are the owners, the proprietors of the Charlesworth. And I'm telling you, people are ready. They are chafing at the bit to get back to the Charlesworth. I know in the summertime, we try to get down there just about every weekend. It's so wonderful to have dinner, especially seafood, and then you look out and you see a panoramic view of the Delaware Bay. Now, the opposite side of the wall in the restaurant is huge mirrors, and so no matter where you look, you see water. It's like you're actually on a cruise ship, only since the cruise ship isn't moving in this case, well, there's no problem with getting seasick. Oh, no, no. You can relax, enjoy your meal. Seafood at its best with that wonderful Delaware Bay view. Now, they open on Friday, April 3rd, and it's at 4 o'clock when the doors open. Now, here's a challenge. I know we are always down there on the porch before 4 o'clock, and for me, I love to be the first person in the door. I can't wait. So if you want to challenge me, you better get down there earlier than 4, and we'll see who makes it in the front door first. And Friday, April 3rd, as I mentioned, is the opening day. They will be open for weekends for a while, and then they add Thursday into the mix. Easter reservations, it's going to be packed. You got to get your reservations in. I'll be looking for you. My whole gang will be there, and we are waiting and ready for the Charlesworth. So check them out online, Charlesworth Restaurant, and also they are on Facebook. That's where you can find them. And we can find B.F. Shelton. He is no relation to Steve Shelton. No, this is a guy who was from Corbin, Kentucky. He ran a barber shop there, and he was lured down to those wonderful Bristol recording sessions, which took place in Bristol, Virginia, Tennessee. What do you mean by that? I mean the state line is the main street. It runs right down. It cuts the town of Bristol in half. Half's in Virginia, half's in Tennessee. B.F. Shelton has one of the best old-time clawhammer banjo techniques, and I've heard this lick many times in the song Darlin' Corey. I've heard Pete Seeger do it and many other banjo players. Here's the original. You're going to hear all the scratches and the noise and the hisses from the old 78 RPM record recorded in 1927. Look out. Don't drop it on the floor. It ain't going to bounce. No. Darlin' Corey.
Oh, go dig a hole in the meadow. Oh, go dig a hole in the ground. Go dig a hole in the meadow. Let me lay pretty Corey down. For the last time I saw darling Corey, she was sitting on the bank of the sea, with a 44 around her and a banjo on her knee. Wake up, darling Corey. How can you sleep so sound? Highway robbers are coming, gonna tear your cell out down. Go away, darling Corey, and bring to me my gun. I ain't no man for trouble, but trouble just now begun. The last time I saw darling Corey, had a 45 in her hand. Kill them revenue officers if they leave here with my man. Go away, darling Corey. Quit your hanging around my bed. Whiskey has ruined my body. Pretty women will kill me someday. Across the deep blue ocean, across the deep blue sea, go bring to me little Corey, wherever she may be. Wake up, darling Corey, go do the best you can. I've got me another woman, you cannot chew another man. Oh yes, my darling, I'll do the best I can. But I'll never give my pleasure for another gambling man.
Well, these guys have been down to this area a few years ago, that is at the Performing Arts Center at Cumberland County College here in Vineland, New Jersey, and they are known as Silk City. They formed out of Paterson, New Jersey, and Barry Mitterhoff, an old bandmate of mine from the Bottle Hill days. Barry's playing with Hot Tuna now, but Barry Mitterhoff, Danny Weiss, and Larry Cohen, they were the main members of what was known as Tony Trischka and Skyline. What an incredible band that was. And here's a little bit of an incredible song featuring the mandolin. We'll have a little fun with this one. Here's a question for you. What TV personality who appears in all of his movies had this song as his theme on television? It's called Funebre d'un... I'm sorry, let me rewind the tape here. Marche funèbre d'une marionnette. And we're going to bring things into the home stretch and also take out our program from the new album by Haley Richardson along with her brother Dylan Richardson. The album is Heart on a String. Here's some more reels for you. Take it, gang. Let's roll. Thank you. that's the end of our program, Down Jersey, brought to you by Runaway Chef's Restaurant on 1712 East Main Street in Millville, New Jersey, and coming back online after Hurricane Sandy, the Charlesworth on the Bay in Fortescue, New Jersey. We want to thank Valerie Nedbull for Val's Vintage View, and a special thanks here. I sure hope he's listening tonight. This goes out to Joe Cook. He was our engineer in the evenings here at the station for a couple years, a young man who did a wonderful job and really became close to a lot of the performers on the block programming in the evening here on the station. We are going to miss Joe. We wish him the best of luck in his new environs down in New Mexico. So, Joe, good luck. Keep listening. We hope you're out there and doing just well. All right, Steve Shelton is our factory engineer from his factory outlet sewing machine, where he factors in some time on the soundboard. Yeah, moves those dials, turns those buttons, pushes the buttons, and gets everything sounding just right here on the Down Jersey program. You can visit Steve Shelton at his factory outlet, sewing machine, and vacuum cleaner center, and that's located at 608 Landis Avenue in Vineland, New Jersey. Sales and service at its finest. Old clocks, you got them and they're not doing well. Dr. Steve will take them apart and put them back together again, good as new. Give Steve Shelton a call, 856-696-2223, 696-2223. Join Steve Shelton for his Bluegrass Hour and Country Classics program every Tuesday evening at 9, right here on Cruisin' 92.1. And the Cumberland-Salem Guide, it is your guide where to go, what to do roundabout Down Jersey. Pick up a free copy at fine locations everywhere throughout the South Jersey area. Okay, folks, until next Thursday at 9 for the on-air broadcast and our internet stream. Plus, we have a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week archive on demand. You can go in and listen to three years we got up there now. Yeah, we're piling more and more up as we speak. 3 years worth of old Down Jersey programs. www.wvlt.com/Down Jersey. Until next Thursday night at 9, this is your host, Jim Albertson, saying good night, folks, and of course, good night, Rochelle, wherever you are. Ha cha 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 cha. And we go out with Haley and Dylan. Some good, good fiddle tunes here. Uh-huh. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.